Yes, I brought my band along with me. Thank you. A couple of hits. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
David.
Good night. It's been just...
It's great to have you here, son, because... I know what you've gone through with the teenage idol.
You have. I'm sure you have.
I didn't go through it, but I worked with Ricky Nelson and all those guys. And to meet David this afternoon, this is a very important thing to mention. But I won't mention it, obviously.
Oh, no.
I'll mention your concert on Sunday afternoon, eh? At 2 o'clock at the MCG, which is most important. And also Hector asked me to mention 2 at 2 o'clock and music for the people. But
and I won't be wearing this outfit.
David, all kidding aside, you've heard the screams of the kids outside, and everyone has had their idols. I can recall lying on the streets for Rudy Valli. Rudy Valli. Remember Rudy Valli?
Sure. Yeah. Rudy Valli lives just up the street from Tiger Night, doesn't he?
Does he really?
Doesn't he?
How is
yes.
he? How's Rudy? Rudy's
lying
down
lying
the street.
Right.
Rudy's... What's the real feeling, David?
The real feeling. I'd like to take this suit off, quite honestly. No.
Sure.
Yes.
I could use those in November.
A little music, yeah. no, I'm going to... Yes.
There we go.
Thank you, dear. Actually, I would like to thank Gina for melting down a couple of her earrings for this. And, no. No offense, Gina, wherever you are, I can't see you. Oh, well, if Michael isn't ready to come out of the...
David, would you like that? Mark, keep those, by the way?
No, yes, please.
Oh, really? I'd love to. I might make a mention now, too, that when we knew you were on the show, David, we had to make so many apologies to people. For so many autographs and so many people who asked us by mail to get autographs from you and so forth. It's just a physical impossibility for you to have done that. I got personally about 1,200 letters, and I know the producers got more. We had this trouble some years ago with Philip Brady, and you've got to stop somewhere, you know. So for those people who are watching, I'm sorry we couldn't do it. From Queensland, first up, we ask you...
Queensland.
Yes, we ask you to make the presentation to the best female personality, and it's to be won by Dina Heslip.
I was one of the 10,000 teeny boppers that queued to see you at the Milton Tennis Courts in Brisbane. So how about that?
Well, I'll line out up outside when you...
Bert, how nice to see you again.
Oh, lovely to see you too, Dina.
I was waiting for you to say something to give me a lead.
No, well, I was just going to say, Dina, congratulations once again on being on stage and to win another
an achievement
award.
For me at this time of the evening.
Of course it is.
Well, I want to say... Can I say it now?
Certainly.
I want to say thank you very much, first of all, to the people of Queensland, to the management and staff, obviously, of Channel 7, and to lots of other people who've helped me in lots of ways to be here this evening, particularly because, and I know that there are very many people from the control board and things like that here at the moment. In the past year, I have only been involved in children's programs. And I think it must be very encouraging and very thrilling for those of us who are relegated or do it by choice to perform with stuffed bears.
Lovely. Yes,
lovely.
I've worked with a few stuffed bears and things. And
I would say that it'll be a tremendous thrill to work regularly in anything in television for the last year. Still
well,
from...
Queen for a Day is still going in the States.
I like the boy.
I'm sorry.
I know you're a non-drinker. I know you're a non-smoker.
A non-drinker and a smoker.
Yeah.
I mean,
but apart from that, very nice. The best live show now, it's Studio 9. It's accepted by the compere and co-producer, Paul Sharratt. He does watch this double.
Oh, God. Dan Wilbeck.
Father Bear and Little Bear.
Oh, this is fabulous. don't leave me here all on my own. Come back.
You might touch me. And then I'll have a baby. Go run it.
Really? Our show is 1 year old in 2 weeks' time, and who could have believed that this would happen? Thank you to TV Week and to all the people who voted for us, to the fabulous crew at QTQ Channel 9, to producer Huey Hill and our director Bob McLean, and everybody who voted for our show. I've been waiting 25 years to be discovered, and this is the most exciting moment. Thank you, Bob.
Congratulations. Thank you, Paul. And particularly Melbourne and Sydney viewers will remember Paul particularly as a very, very fine straight man to ugly Dave Gray. And as a straight man myself, I realise how hard Paul worked, and I personally think he's one of the best straight men to come to Australia. Congratulations, Paul.
Well, yes.
My boy, we're still in Queensland. It's now the best male personality in Queensland.
You're out there? Yes.
I don't know what he's taking, but I'd love some of it. 35 years of age, and I'm terrified before I go on, and David doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. It may be talent, perhaps, that gets him through.
No, I'm 46.
The best male personality now from Queensland has been won and will be accepted by Ron Cady.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hello, David.
David Cassidy.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
I'm glad you took your gloves off. I felt overdressed.
Yes.
I did. Bertie, congratulations to you and Patty. I want to say that.
Thank you very much.
I think it's marvelous. I've seen her and she's looking lovely. She's
lovely.
Thank you very much to Channel 9, QTQ 9. This always goes wrong. Thank you. The management. Yeah, thank you. Jim Mackay. He's out, and Cecily, she's out there too. And the staff, and the viewers, and the viewers. And TV Week.
TV Week.
And TV Week. And to the beautiful people of Queensland, thank you so much. Love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
David, we move now from Queensland to New South Wales, which is the state which is just up beyond us. Just,
yes.
Oh, you've been, of course. You've
I've
worked.
Been. I've
you
been,
killed
yes.
them, of course.
Where did I work there?
The Horton Pavilion, didn't you?
Randwick, yes.
Racecourse, of course. Ken Howard was the comp here. From New South Wales, we have the best female personality, and you will love this girl. She will knock you out completely.
Yes, well, maybe I should put my gloves
on. No, they're mine now. Marilyn Mayo.
Yes.
First one? Yes. I've gone a week in the knees now.
You always do after your first one.
I'm sure. That's true, but don't talk inside, but I'll get all upset. No, that's fabulous. And I just hope some of the kids that watch our show are watching tonight, they'll be kind of jealous. They, you know, here with the hero and all. But this is really good, and I know there's a lot of people back home will be rather excited. Jim Badger and Wendy, Marty, they'll all be thrilled, so thanks very much.
Congratulations, Marilyn.
Lovely girl.
Still in New South Wales, David. Excuse me, we're getting out of the best live show and also the best male personality. It's a combination of a vote because it was won by the Don Lane show and also by Don Lane himself personally. Don is not in the country at the moment, not for reasons that he wasn't years ago. He's now back in America, and he can't be here this evening, but
so
to accept the award.
Tiger's going to accept it.
No. Tiger can't, unfortunately, now, because he's... Can't, unfortunately.
Yes.
He's where Thingo was last year.
He's back on the racetrack.
Both awards will be accepted by the general manager of They've got one! The general manager of TCN9, Mr. George Chapman. Please come up for me. George Chapman joined the Channel 9 network 2.5 years ago, a young executive and a very fine one.
Well, I'd just like to say I'm sorry that Don is not here to collect this award. I would, on behalf of all at TCN Channel 9, thank the people of New South Wales for voting for the Don Lane Show as the Tonight Show and Don Lane as a performer, and we'll certainly make sure that he gets these. Thank you, Bill.
Good. Now we get back to our home state, Victoria, from which you're watching this telecast at the Southern Cross Ballroom. Just thinking, wouldn't the Southern Cross Ballroom make a beautiful spot for a wedding reception?
Is that a proposal of some sort?
No, David, if I change, you'll be the first. But
yeah.
Strange
right.
Thing is, I'm in love with your father. I love Jack. I think he's tremendous.
Jack,
and
yes.
Your grandfather Hopalong, I thought, look, but we're now back in Victoria, which is our home
Victoria,
state.
Victoria, of course.
And Melbourne is the capital city of Victoria.
Yes, of course it is.
And
I haven't got a clue where I am. I feel like I'm in Hoboken. Sorry.
We move to Victoria, the best female personality, a lady who has really captured the audiences over so many years. All you need to say is Mary Hardy.
Can I kiss you because of my nieces here in Victoria and some of my nieces in Sydney, okay?
Sure. Shall I meet
you
in
the
powder room after?
In that regard, I think you should. You can get his shoes for the ceremony, darling. It'll be terrific. You've got the gloves. Look at
the shoes.
You'd look lovely in those.
I know. Well,
who
Liberace
made those?
Couldn't make it, so I showed up in his outfit.
They're lovely. Thank You're very handsome, isn't
well,
he? Let's stay over this side.
Sure.
He's tremendous for his age, isn't he?
I felt bad enough last year when the chap was in the toilet. This year
when
he's
you
here
were there.
And I'm nervous. Congratulations, we've finally got him engaged to Patty.
Thank you, Mary.
All the best.
Thanks,
I'll kiss you.
Thank you.
She's over there looking lovely. And I just want to thank TV Week, and I want to thank everyone in Victoria. Thank you very much, because you're all lovely, and it's been a lousy year for me up till now, and I hope it's going to be as good for you.
Oh, why has it been lousy?
Oh, I don't know.
What's been wrong?
Do you want me to go into it? No, Mike is lovely. He's home drunk. But
is he not here tonight?
As far as I know, he's home drunk.
Oh, what? I thought
Mike
would certainly be, yes.
No, he's drinking. Hmm.
Oh, what a problem.
It's a problem, yes.
Well, if it continues, he'll get just one leg as a year.
Anyway, thank you very much for voting for me, and all the best, and God bless. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Very hearty, ladies and gentlemen. Now the vote for Victoria's Best Live Show. It's been won by the Graham Kennedy Show.
Yeah.
The award is to be accepted by the producer Bob Phillips and director Peter Thane. You see now the boys moving down. First up is Bob Phillips, the producer. Behind him, Peter Thane. Well, I think first up, who's going to speak first? Bob. Okay.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you, TV Week. Thank you, Graham Kennedy. And thank you all the beautiful people at Channel 9 who I think we've shouted at, done terrible things to last year.
You have?
I have not. I'm sorry about all the things I said about the control board and Senator, the point system. But thank you. And thank you to our tremendous and beautiful director, Peter Feynman.
Well, I'd quickly like to add a thank you to a very talented team of very professional people at GTV whose efforts were very significant in winning this award for the show, and thank you.
Straight man, particularly. Peter Feynman and Bob Phillips. I would suggest too to other guests who are going to make any comments concerning Senator McClellan, who is here this evening, he is under personal guard by Kamal. So, we have now the award from Victoria for the best male personality.
Yes.
It's been won, and I'm proud to say it, by Graham Kennedy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where I'm sitting, you can't hear unless you talk like this. And I would like to thank me for being a grand little performer.
I beg your pardon?
And I would like to thank all... Well, actually, I'd like to thank Sir Frank Packer for allowing me to be here tonight. He didn't... No, well, he didn't have to. He could have said no, but he didn't. He said yes. I think it sounded like it. Thank you, readers of TV Week, and thank you to the people you've just met, Peter Feynman and Bob Phillips. And I think a lot of this award belongs to a friend of mine on the left, and I'm going to let him hold it.
Thank you.
David was just saying that, of course, David being a stranger to Australia, was just saying Graham must be very successful here in Australia. And I was just saying he is, as we all know. Well, David,
yes.
Time has once again come. Thank you very much indeed. I hope you've enjoyed moving around the stage this evening. I hope you've enjoyed...
Well, I was glad being with us.
It really has been a thrill to see you, and well, I mean that very sincerely.
Thank you.
And also, too... Would you put your hands together and thank David Cassidy?
No. Thank you, sir.
See all the stars there. I'll just shout good night to you. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's telecast. I know you'll want to congratulate our guests, our winners.